This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Rush Limbaugh said something interesting the other day, and he's right on target. Now, I don't agree with everything Rush says. For example, he's completely clueless about the evils of Big Pharma and the evils of Monsanto and the GMO industry and so on, but he was right when he said that the Democrat Party has become the party of mental illness. It's the place where mentally ill people go to find camaraderie, where they're accepted and embraced based on their mental illness. And he's absolutely right about that. The more I thought about it, the more I realized, wow, that's a very profound point. You can be a terrorist and you are embraced by the left as long as your targets of terrorism are GOP senators. You know, that's why these people are being arrested now for sending poison rice in and for doxing U.S. senators and sending white powder, anthrax type of substances to Ted Cruz's office and so on.
Law enforcement officers shouting at the suspect. 66-year-old James T. Hodgkinson, who had opened fire on the players, apparently deliberately targeting the GOP.
You're all a part of it. When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
The left now embraces terrorism as long as the targets are conservatives. At the same time, you can be a crazy psycho lunatic and you're accepted by the left. For example, this professor at Georgetown University, this female professor, her last name is Fair. I forgot her first name, but Professor Fair. And she said that conservative senators should die a miserable death and that their genitals should be cut off and fed to pigs. So she wants to castrate the corpses of conservatives and feed their genitals to pigs. And if you think about why does the Democrat Party attract mentally ill people? And part of the answer is because the Democrats have become the party of victimhood. It's all about self-victimization. And people who are mentally ill often will position themselves falsely as victims. They want to play the victim role. It's part of the spiral of mental illness. You know, they say women are victims, and they say that African Americans are victims, and they say that gays are victims, and everybody's a victim. Where, in truth, America elected a black president, you know? Hillary Clinton, a woman, almost became president. She was the top nominee. How can we live in a sexist, racist country if we had a black president that tens of millions of white people voted for? You know, obviously, we don't have a racist culture in America, but the left wants you to think that everybody's a victim. And when it comes to transgenderism, by the way, you know, until recently, the World Health Organization defined gender dysphoria as a mental illness. You know, if you don't realize what gender you are, you've got a mental issue that you need to deal with, need some help, need some counseling. Democrats are trying to rewrite anatomy books and high school health books to eliminate any references to gender. They've removed the gender designation on wristbands at children's hospitals now, or at least one that we've reported on, in order to comply with progressivism. So now a doctor is trying to give medical treatment to an infant, and you don't even know, is it a boy or a girl? Well, you're not allowed to know because the insane mentally ill left has decided that gender is discriminatory. Well, wait a second. Biology is different between males and females, obviously, and there are medical ramifications. From a medical and anatomy point of view, there are differences, and yet the deranged mentally ill left is suffering from this mass hypnosis, actually what I call it is a mass hallucination, where they think that biology doesn't exist. They literally think that men and women are exactly the same. They think children are born genderless, i.e. with no reproductive organs whatsoever. They are mentally ill. This is why they're stalking people now too. You know, if you stalk someone, you have a mental illness.
Hey everyone, this is Brian Kilmeade. He says lots of weird, kind of racist-y stuff on the news a lot.
Terry Nielsen, how dare you spend your evening here eating dinner as you're complicit in the separation and deportation of over 10,000 children separated from their parents?
We believe survivors. We believe survivors.
Beto is way hotter than you do.
And what's really fascinating about all this is that, of course, I think his name is Brandon Straka. He's the leader of the Walk Away movement. He is a gay former Democrat who realized that he could just no longer be part of the Democrats because they attack you for being white. They attack you for being male. Yeah, the same Democrats that say there's no such thing as a biological male or a biological female, but then they say all males are bad. Well, how can that be if gender is just a social construct? All the ideas they push are self-contradictory. They make no sense, which is, of course, indicative of a mass mental illness.
All white people are racist. All men are misogynistic. All cisgender people are transphobic.
You're a white man who gets to do whatever he wants to in this space, right? Aren't you quite aware by holding that video camera on me that you are surrounded by your privilege, right? Take your privilege somewhere else, please.
You need to start giving money. White people, give your money, your house, your property.
We can't just do rallies. We have to fight back. There will be casualties on both sides. There will be, because people have to die to make a change in this world.
So the only answer to that is to kill male babies and just kill any man that you see, like in the streets, like any swinging, just kill him.
The point is here that people who are mentally ill will automatically tend to glom onto Democrats because that's where their mental illness is accepted. But people who are reasonable, rational, people who live in the real world, they will tend to be conservatives. Because conservatives, their ideas are based on reality, they're based on reason and rationality, cause and effect, biological reality, economic reality, and so on. Doesn't mean the conservatives are perfect on everything. They're still totally clueless about the dangers of pesticides and herbicides and GMOs and toxic vaccine ingredients and so on. But at least they understand that there is such thing as biology. You know, at least they're not stalkers. At least they're not playing this victimization game all day long, which is what the Democrats have become. So if you look at any lunatic out there and you ask them who they're voting for, it's going to be Democrats. Because the lunatics and the Democrats have become essentially synonymous at this point. Sad to say, but that's what it has become. So if you're not insane, vote against the Democrats at every election. Thanks for listening. Thank you for watching. If you want to support our mission, visit us at healthrangerstore.com for the world's largest selection of lab-verified superfood and nutritional products for healthy living. It's at healthrangerstore.com.